Hello, welcome to this AHDB podcast. If chatting through data and the state of the British economy doesn't float your boat, you probably haven't heard my two guests speak before. Their enthusiasm for these subjects alone should make you sit up and, like me, get you thinking, this is really interesting stuff. Kim Malley is a senior analyst in the Retail Consumer Insight team and Sarah Baker, an economist with AHDB. Between them, I'm confident in the little time we've got available, they will get you hooked, not only for interest's sake, but how important these topics are to levy payers. Six webinars with focus on the individual sectors, including dairy, fresh produce and red meat, are happening later this month and in November. The webinars have two themes. The first, covering the changes in consumer behaviour driven by coronavirus. And the second covers key reputational issues which influence demand, such as buying British, environment and animal health and welfare, asking whether consumers' views have shifted during COVID-19 and what the future holds. I'm John Bates. Let's plough on. Firstly, let me introduce you to Kim Malley. Kim, thanks for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
What do you spend your time doing at AHDB, Kim?
Yes. So hi, John, and welcome everyone to the podcast. As John mentioned, I work in the Retail and Consumer Insight team, and we are here to actively track, monitor and evaluate consumer behaviour in order to provide the industry with up-to-date knowledge, understanding about consumer demand, needs and attitudes. And we bring together data from all different sources to bring transparency to the market, which we hope helps build strategies or inform business decisions, as well as highlight longer-term opportunities or threats the market faces. So these webinars are just one way that we communicate vital information and insights to the industry.
Okay, so there's two sets of webinars. Are we going to be told that we have seen behavioural changes by shoppers which have been driven by coronavirus, and have markets changed much?
Yes, definitely is the big answer to that. So the first set of webinars focus on how demand for red meat, dairy and potatoes have been impacted by the events this year with coronavirus. This year has been totally unprecedented, like nothing else we've seen before. And therefore, we're going to look at how the whole market has been impacted. So have volume gains in retail and food delivery or takeaway, which have become much more important due to more in-home meal occasions, compensated for eating out market losses due to lockdowns, closures and tighter restrictions. Obviously, the eating out market has reopened more recently, and so we will focus on how the recovery stage is playing out. And we have hot off the press eating out data for August. So we'll also look at how the Eat Out to Help Out scheme has aided food service recovery, as well as the impact on retail sales with the food service market reopening. So what's really unique about this first set of webinars is the total market picture, which is, of course, as you've mentioned, tailored to each sector.
Okay, so we're told that retail has undoubtedly seen significant growth during COVID-19. Do you go into what behavioural changes have driven this?
Yes, definitely. To help explain the performance, we will cover how shopping behaviours have changed, for example, the unwavering growth of the online channel, and also how eating behaviours have changed, for example, with more in-home breakfast and lunch occasions, which has driven growth of hot meals at these times. We can see it's a positive for, say, sausages and bacon, but not so positive for the traditional ham sandwich. We explore what people are cooking more or less of, and with more time at home to experiment with scratch cooking, we look at how our sectors benefit. So, for example, dairy with baking, but also the rise in comfort foods during unsettling times, benefiting potatoes. What is also key for these webinars is to highlight which of these consumer changes and trends are short-lived versus which are here to stay in the future, because those will be the most important.
We've seen recessions and we've seen downturns and interruptions to the markets previously. So do these behaviours mirror what's happened previously?
Admittedly, some of the change in behaviours are unique to COVID due to its nature. So the growth in online and more in-home occasions because of social distancing rules were obviously not seen in the last recession. However, a lot of behaviours we talk about are in line with what we saw previously. I think a key one which positively impacts the red meat, dairy and potato sectors is the fact that the enjoyment of food becomes much more important. And we know this is a massive strength for the sectors. Also, during harder times, we see a rise in scratch cooking, which means consumers are looking for more inspiration and they utilise a wider variety of cuts. One thing which will be completely consistent and if not more prominent during this recession will be people being more price conscious due to the huge impact COVID has had and will have going forward on the economy.
So you've mentioned keywords there, price and economy. So that's a good point for me to introduce our second guest, Sarah Baker. And Sarah, if I may remind you, is an economist with AHDB. Sarah, thanks for coming on the podcast. From an economic perspective, what are the major market influences that you're going to talk through?
Well, the two major market influences at the moment are COVID and the exit from the EU and whether or not we will have a trade deal with the EU at the end of the transition period. Both of those affect the economy. They affect jobs, they affect people's income, they affect growth of the economy. And this uncertainty around what is going to happen is incredibly damaging both to investment and to the making of business decisions. Now, if demand within the economy is affected, as it will be in any economic downturn, for goods, that really means that the consumer will be looking for more value. They'll become more price conscious, as Kim has mentioned. And as incomes shrink and as unemployment rises, we can expect to see more of this effect, despite the fact that people still need to eat during an economic downturn. So the overall consumption is unlikely to drop the way that people consume, which Kim has highlighted so clearly, is going to shift.
Really important bit to levy payers that are listening to this, the fact that things are going to change. Now, you mentioned exiting the EU. And AHDB has done some scenario work around exiting the EU, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a vast amount of information and analysis on exiting the EU on the AHDB website. We've been working very hard, again, touching on this uncertainty. As we know, over the last 4 years, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. Each time we think we're going to know a little bit more about the situation, then it turns out that we don't. And we're no different here. Coming up to the brink of the end of the transition period, we still don't know if we're going to have a deal with the EU or not. But focusing on what levy payers can do and helping them make informed business decisions is at the heart of what we do here at AHDB. And just two examples, if I can bring your attention to on the website. There's a characteristics of top performers, which basically shows what the top 25% in each and every sector are doing that makes them at the top of their game. Because our analysis shows that at least 25% in each sector will remain viable whatever the outcome of the EU trade negotiations. The other thing that I would point listeners to is the business impact calculator, which will be soon. And that allows businesses to run their own financial data through our calculator and have a look exactly how the changes in agricultural policy will affect their business. But aside from those two, there is a wealth of information, and I would direct listeners to our Brexit pages in order to have a good read through and make sure that they are very well informed about the challenges that lie ahead.
Okay, and there'll be a link to that information in the show notes that accompany this podcast. Let's just go back to Kim Malley. Kim, what can people who attend these webinars expect to take out from the sessions? Why should they attend?
The webinars are designed to not only give insights into what has happened so far and why, but also pick apart what we believe are long-term versus short-term trends, and therefore what the opportunities are in the markets going forward. We have also updated our outlook work to predict how volumes may balance out at the end of the year for red meat and potatoes, considering the economic outlook and heightened restrictions that have come in place more recently. And because we've designed them to be sector-specific webinars, we go into the detail that is relevant to individual businesses so they can learn, adapt, and maximise these future possibilities.
Okay, so the webinars, as I say, they're in October and in November. You get the last word on this, Kim. So the second set of webinars, which are in November, they're on the 10th, 11th and 12th. Tell us what people will get and what's covered in those sessions, if you would.
Yes. The second set of webinars build on the first, but instead of looking at how consumer demand has changed in each market, they look at how consumer attitudes have been impacted, particularly deep diving into important relevant industry topics that you mentioned earlier, such as health, British or local, the environment, and animal welfare for red meat and dairy. We know that these are growing in importance and they were getting a lot of media attention, particularly before COVID-19. So these webinars explore how perceptions have evolved, and most importantly, what we think the opportunities and threats are for each one of these areas in the future.
Thank you very much. The webinars are coming up, and whether you're a livestock farmer or an arable farmer, they're sure to be of interest, so don't miss them. There's a link to sign up in the show notes, which is part of this podcast. And remember, the first webinar happens on October the 20th, and the other two follow on the 21st and 22nd. And the second set of webinars are in November, the 10th and 11th and 12th. If you want more market information or facts about retail and consumer habits, visit the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk. AHDB welcome your ideas and feedback about this and other podcast episodes. So please spare a few moments to write any thoughts you have at the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk. I'm grateful to my guests, Sarah Baker and Kim Malley. And thank you to podcast producer Josh Borthwick. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.